No, I had the best intro ever. I'm here.
I was like,
Okay, okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. I was muted and that was really funny. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. That was a really good intro too. Dang it. Oh well. You
I
know.
just finished dancing.
I know. This
It's a
music.
funky little intro track. I like it.
I do too. Thank you. When I heard it, I'm like, I was drawn to it through BBS gave me, you know, a link to where I could go listen to some, you know, tunes. And I'm looking and I thought, okay, I'm going to look under anything that has the word sunshine in it or sun or whatever. And this one's called Sunshine. The
Oh,
literal song
cool.
is called Sunshine.
Very aptly named then.
I thought so too. And the person that did it, I thought was very, very, very talented. Very good.
Yeah, I love music. Like as a former, well, I say former, but I still do it. I just don't do it as often. But DJ
Right.
and music producer, like that was one of the things that I loved most about, you know, my younger day. I still do it once in a while, but when I first started, I really wanted to play records, and so it was about, you know, it was the time when people were moving from CDs and records to, like, you know, to CDs and digital and everything. But I
Right.
just wanted to do records still because that was
Yep.
big, you know, like especially electronic music and trance and house music and things like that. And I loved the tactile aspect of it. And there was something really cool because I grew up in a smaller city, you know, and then coming to Toronto, which is, you know, a town of, I think now it's got like the whole area's got like almost 4 million people. So it was, you know, small town boy going to a big city and getting to go to record stores and play, like, you know, and just know that nobody else has this track that you're bringing back. And
Yes, yes.
that was a really cool, it was so experiential. Like, you know, you had to go to the record shop, you had to sift through the vinyl, you had to go to the listening station, you had to put it down and go through the music to see if you liked it or not liked it. And now it's just so immediate. Like you could just channel
It
surf
is. You
limitless.
limitless. Yeah. I'm like you. I like real vinyl as well. I don't have a turntable anymore. And actually, when I left this area in 2010, all of my vinyl was in storage, and so I never got it. I never got it
Oh,
back. Yeah. So,
it probably ended
but
up on one of those, like, what's
I
the
know.
show, like where they go into the old, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I
I
do.
forget what
I do. My
it's Storage
Fleetwood
Wars,
Mac.
Storage
Yeah,
Wars or something,
Storage
right?
Wars. Yes, and then my Fleetwood Mac rumors caused them to do like, yay! Oh my God, it's an original, you
That's
know. So
awesome.
yeah.
So, well, what, and you know what's cool about music? Not only, like, you know, you're a former musician and have a great voice. So regardless of the
Oh,
type of
thank
music,
you.
I feel like dancing is huge, you know?
Huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
Are you a dancer?
I am not a trained dancer.
It doesn't matter. That's
Yeah.
not what I asked. I
Yeah.
said, are you a dancer?
I love to dance.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. Yeah, I love to dance. And I actually grew up in Texas, so not just, you know, freestyle dance like what you and I were doing before the show. I'm assuming you were dancing before the show, like you said. But in Texas, you know, two-step and waltz and more ballroom dancing kind of stuff too. I like that as well.
Yeah, my mom's actually taking ballroom dancing right now.
Is she? Are you
Yeah.
helping her? Are you being her partner and helping her?
No.
No.
No. I took ballroom dancing in high school. My time with that is done. I just do dancing in the basement. I do freestyle stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
You
fun.
know. You know what's funny is that I didn't, I did take ballroom dancing in high school, but like I never really was a big dancer. I was so self-conscious and I didn't even start dancing in public till I was 19 or 18, and we started going to raves and then,
Right.
like, one day I just started and I never stopped.
That's good.
Yeah, it was amazing. There was this black dude and he came running up to me. He's like, oh, he's like, give me a high five. And he's like, you bust pretty good for a white boy. He's like, how long you been dancing? He's like, how long you been dancing? I was like, tonight's my first night. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, no, seriously. Like, I've never, like, danced in public like that. You know, I might have danced around my bedroom, but like
Right.
I just that night was the night. It was like, wow, like
That's
and
cool.
that was a big thing. And then that set off a whole different chain of like a whole direction in my life, because I loved, that's when I started DJing. I started hanging around with people that were playing different types of music and made a whole new group of friends. And that was like one of my favorite things. I never, up until that point, I never thought about, dancing till sunrise with friends, but it's a very fun thing to do.
It is a fun thing to do. I think it'd be fun to and that sounds silly, but on a nice warm night here on the beach, it's freezing cold still, as would be on where you are too. But on the water, but to go out and dance under the moonlight on the beach, and yeah, it'd be so nice. Just to the waves, just the music of the waves, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, that's one of the best ones. I actually I have a I'll have to send you a mix after the show, because I've got some that are pretty beach focused, like very really chill vibes. We got to play at a resort, a Hard Rock Hotel, in like 2014, and so it was in Mexico, Cancun, and so it was like I was so excited to do that, because I
Rough
was the first.
gig.
Very tough, but I was so excited to do that, because like, being from up north, I never got to play by the ocean in an infinity pool. So I made this like very specific like beach chill vibe,
Very cool.
and it was awesome. But it was just so amazing, because like we had the feedback was incredible, because they were playing a lot of mainstream stuff throughout the week, and then we got to play all Friday afternoon. And
Oh,
like we had this
cool.
one dude, he came running down, and he like jumps up on stage, and he's like, "Oh my God!" He's like, "I had to come see what was going on." He's like, "This is the music I've been waiting all week to hear." He's like, "We're getting ready to go to the airport," and he's like, "I hear this music coming down from the thing," and he's like, "I had to come listen to it." He's like, "This is amazing." And so, and like all the locals, like actually the local DJ invited us to go play at a festival that they were doing, but we had to leave.
Nice.
Yeah, but we had to
Oh.
leave, and it's like that was my first time being there, and he was like, "Yeah, it's 10 hours away," and I was like, "Okay, that's." Like
That's a
I was
waste.
like, I feel like this is missing your flight to opportunity, stranded in Mexico. This is how bad movies start.
It's
Yeah,
so true. So
I've seen this
true.
one before.
So true. And I shouldn't be laughing, because like with the way that the world is set up with all of the, we just won't even go there. Yes, it does happen. Not for long. Not for long. It's
So what do we
changing.
cook? What are we cooking today?
Man, I thought you have been working on a lot of stuff, and you've said you've got a lot of stuff that you wanted to talk about. And I'm like, well, let's do it. And the only thing that I was looking at is I'm going back through, I'm just doing some inner work on me, some, how do I word it? Our friend Q told me on one of the shows, you're a pretty good flyer. You happen to be a pretty good flyer. And that's a clue. He doesn't throw stuff out like that just to take up airtime. And then on another one of the conversations that I had with a close sweet sister that's in our group, she encouraged me to read Errol's story. And so, so I went back and read that.
Was that the first time you read it this week?
No, the first time I read it was when she told me to read it. And so I've pulled it out, and I think this afternoon I might do a little bit more reading on that, but just kind of doing some, inner work. And I love flying. I've always loved flying. I like you, I've worked on my pilot's license whenever I was a flight attendant, and it's so expensive.
It is,
It's
it is.
in Avgas. People think gas is expensive now. We'll try Avgas.
Yeah,
So
it's like what? Like, well, I don't know, in the States, here in Canada, it's like several dollars a gallon.
Well, right now where I'm at, with what's going on in the world, I'm paying over $5 a gallon here for regular unleaded.
Yeah, that's, don't even get me started with that in Canada and stuff, and the fact that like, they're shipping our oil across, and like it just doesn't make sense. Like we should be so resource rich. Like we have probably, like I've heard that we've had enough the oil sands. Not that I favor destroying the our habitat for oil, but like we shouldn't have to pay up the ass for it. We'll put it that way.
Agreed. Agreed. But how did we get off of that? Wow, we got over that. So what have I been doing? What have I wanted to talk about? I just am really trying to go within and work on me and how to handle those mind waves, those, I hate to say the word thoughts because I don't like that person. I just bleh. So how to handle those things that come flying through the mind and analyze them and observe them and taking things into my heart. So that's just kind of what I've been working on. But I thought, what are you working on? What do you want to talk about? Because I'm game. Bring it, bring it.
I think I'm constantly, it's all, it's, that's the thing is that it's work all the time. There's no magic pill. And then you're like, oh, I don't think
Nope.
anymore. Or if there is, I haven't experienced it. But
Yeah, me either.
it's constant work, right? And to really let go and trust and
Yeah.
understand that everything is out there. I read something this morning and it kind of resonates. So maybe I'll just share it with you.
Yeah, please.
And Q mentioned that several times, but there is no there to reach. So you are the source from which realities emerge. And so that's so important is that we have to all like remind yourself that you're not living somewhere, you're creating somewhere. We're, like
Yeah.
we're source
Right.
expressing into this physical realm that we call physical realm. And like we're the directors, like wherever you point your head when you're looking at, that's your attention, that's your light. That's why the light only works in the now, because your field of vision, your 180 degrees that you see, that's you're the director of your play. And so
Really
what do you
good.
want to create? And so you are the source of that reality. So and if you take the stance that all timelines are real, they're all already created, well then we get to choose to a large extent which one we want to be on. Do we want to be on the fear train? Do we want to be on the hope train? Or do we want to be on the peace train?
Right,
Because
right.
hope, I liked what Osho said. I think it was Osho about hope, or maybe it was Eckhart, but like that implies future, right? Like, oh, I hope like one day things are going to get better, or I
Right.
hope. And not to say that hope energy isn't good energy, but it still implies duality. Like
It
peace
does.
is in the present moment. You don't need hope if you're in peace, because
Right.
what are you hoping for, right? So,
Yeah.
distinguishing those things.
I have that too. Sometimes somebody will say, I hope you have a great day, or I hope you have a whatever. And for some reason, it's just always kind of, it's very endearing, and I take it as that. But sometimes I'm like, do you hope or do you really believe for me to
Yeah.
have a good day?
Or do you
And
know? Because even
or do you
belief is
know? That's
doubt, right?
right. Belie. Yeah. Do you know? But how do you say I know you have a good day? Because that could be like,
You could say,
for instance.
I trust that you'll have a great day. That's what I try to do sometimes too, instead of,
That's
oh, I
good.
hope you're doing well, or I trust all is well.
I trust all as well. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. I know sometimes whenever this is fun. I don't think the person will mind my sharing because the conversation won't really go out to divulge anything, but I'm not a person that can lie. I just can't. I can't do it. And have I done it in the past? Yes. But I just can't do
Yeah.
it. I can't do it. And so, if somebody asks me a question about, I'm gonna make it funny, okay? If somebody asks me a question about, was your sky beautifully blue today? And I had one hell of a shitty ass day, my answer is gonna be no.
Yeah.
I know I, and so I, it puts me kind of, and I don't know if anybody else feels like that, but it kind of puts me in an awkward position because I really want to interact and I really want to share maybe something that was beautiful in the midst of the swirling chaos, you know? And so it's funny that you brought that up. So,
Well,
I always love it when somebody asks me an open-ended question.
yeah.
Like instead of how, did you have a no.
Yeah.
But if you ask, like, tell me one thing special about your day today.
Yeah,
Okay.
no, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Can
So
I tell you what was special about my day today?
I would love to hear something special about your day today.
Okay, so this morning, my mom and I went for a walk because I wanted to. I've been, explaining to her where this like really beautiful creek is and everything, and I showed her one, And so finally I was like, Mom, do you want to go for a walk this morning? Because she said she's going for a walk and I was going to go too, kind of just, usually we don't go
Yeah.
together. But I was like, do you want to go together and I can show you that place? And so we got to go for a walk there, and it's a beautiful like creek and stream, and it's not necessarily natural because it's down from the escarpment and it's to feed the water, but it's beautiful because they have these like really big stones, and it's just very majestic, and it's kind of sealed away from the city streets, not busy city streets, just urban areas, but like where it is, you kind of go down, and with the rushing water and the birds, like you can't really hear anything outside, so it's kind of like this little oasis, so that was the best part of my day. What's been the best part of yours?
Oh, that's really good. I love that story.
Yeah.
Are you asking me the best part of mine?
Yeah.
Gosh, the best part of mine was getting some really good quality alone quiet time.
Nice.
And then, yeah,
No
and then,
substitute for
yeah,
that.
there's no substitute for that. But it also, I got some things accomplished around the house, but I really took some time. Normally, I don't listen to people's shows before mine, and I listen to the shows before us.
Oh,
And that was
cool.
nice. It was
Yeah.
nice to be able to listen to Zosia and Lauren and Beth and Kelly and just hear their growth and their wisdom and what they're flinging out there for people
Yeah.
to latch onto. It was good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it reminded me of something too that, see, these are, I love when we just kind of do this because then all the things that I want to talk about, they come up more naturally.
Yes.
But you said,
Agreed.
you got some quality alone time. And it was funny because I'd been thinking about this for probably like the past 2 weeks on and off. And then my mom, because she reads Eckhart too. And so she mentioned, oh, she's like, I'd love to sit on a bench with Eckhart and talk to him. And I started laughing because I thought, everybody else, like if you could sit beside one person on a, from history, for a half hour on a bench, who would it be? And everybody, oh, like Abraham Lincoln or whatever, or like, all these things.
Yeah,
And everybody has all these answers. And I was like, I just want to sit alone. I don't care about anybody else. I'm trying to figure out me. I would rather just sit alone with my spirit. If there's going to be somebody beside me in my spirit, but I'd rather it be in my body. So I want to sit on that bench alone now. And so for the first time in my life, I'm comfortable saying that it's like, yeah, I don't, I've heard enough stories. I've read enough history. I've heard enough other people's stories. It's like, I want to get to know myself. I want to go within more. So I don't need anybody on beside me on the bench. I'd prefer to just be alone.
Yeah, that's really good. And that does show growth because sometimes, when you're alone, you're like, okay, well, now what do I do?
Yeah.
I remember I'm like, okay, because, my job was, high pressure, high strung, fast paced. And it's like, I got alone time. You know what would happen? I'd fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because I was pushing so hard that whenever I would get some quiet time, I'd be out. And so it's kind of nice. It's nice to see. I don't know if other people really probably don't see this, but I see a lot of growth in me that after I've walked away from that job, that I've got more time for me. I've got more time for just being, BEING, just being. And
Yeah.
that's really nice. Really
Yeah.
nice. Now, do I have things that come my way? Yep, I sure do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the whole, not secret, the whole nugget to this is we're all on our own journeys and no two are alike. And sometimes, you may think, oh man, I'm behind, or God, why is that always happening for that person? Or man, they've already ascended. What the freak? That kind of thing. And then you go, wait a minute. It's not about me versus them. It's us coming together to help planet Earth ascend. We're all doing this together.
Yeah.
And so one may be at the top of the hill with a hand reaching down to help lend a hand to help somebody up while that person's lending a hand to help the other person up below them. And it's not that we're below, it's just that we're helping and we may leapfrog. One person may stay stationary to leapfrog a couple of them up above them to get them running and going, and then they've got the power to just keep on trucking and going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
and it's true, and like you said, we're all on our own journey, and I like the saying, like we're all here together, alone.
But
And that,
together. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. And that's
That's really
true
good.
because, like, you and I can communicate and share our stories and see similarities and differences, but like there's never going to be like the, and that's the beauty, the strange beauty of it, that like, and that's why, don't trespass on others' thoughts and everything, because their own
Yeah.
world, and it's that's the beauty of having your own little world, is that it's yours,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
it's private to you, or it should be at least. Although
Right.
one could argue otherwise in this day and age.
Yeah.
But I really liked, you said helping everybody ascending, and just, you know what I really liked, because I've rewatched Jupiter Ascend. Is it Jupiter Ascending?
Yes, Jupiter
Yeah,
Ascending. I
recently.
watched that
And
recently too.
yeah, me too. And you know what I really,
Synchronicity.
yeah,
Oh, go ahead.
exactly. You know what I really loved about it is that when you understand that your source, it's like your simple little life. You don't need this extravagant little life or extravagant
Right.
life anymore. It's like she, at the beginning, she would, she would always sleep in and she'd be like, oh, I hate my life. And then at the end, like once she realized who she truly was, her simple little life, she loved it. She was up early, she made breakfast, and you realize how every life is amazing. Like, why would I, why would I judge this life? Like, I'm sure there's a king out there being like, man, this sucks. Like, and there's also a homeless dude out there. There's a prince and there's a pauper and there's everybody in between. So wherever you are, just be like, this is the role I chose to play. And so if you want, you can change it a little bit here and there. Like, I wouldn't suggest getting a gender surgery, but like, you could change your job and you can change your attitude and you can change your clothes and you could, but it like, for myself, like, there's just this, even being here where I am today, there was a part of me, like, my old identity in a large part is dead. Well, not in a large part, pretty much all of it. And there's parts of me that, like, oh, I should have been further ahead, or I shouldn't, like, when you let go of all your life and, a lot of your possessions and a lot of your friends and the place you used to live, it can feel strange and you go through a
Preach.
lot. Yeah, it feels
Keep
strange
going.
and weird, but then you get to a point where it's like, and I just see the beauty, and I balance out to neutrality. It's like, yeah, like, I see the beauty, and because if you're judging where you are, that means you're judging others, you're judging yourself, and so you just have to start at home and not judge yourself, and just say, this is where I am, and some level, we choose it, right?
Yes. That's really good. I'm going to go back to Jupiter ascending for a second because I have a synchronicity.
Okay.
Okay. And then we'll go back to that because that's really good. I want to pick up where you left off. Where I live, I have to walk by the main house to go to the back to where I live.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of greenery, a lot of things that are growing. Things are blooming here. Things are, spring has sprung, let's put it that way.
Nice.
And every, yeah, it's lovely. And every time I walk under this particular green area, I hear buzzing. Bzzz, and I'm like, oh, hi. And I keep looking like I can't see them, right? And then I'll walk back under. Bzzz, bzzz, bzzz. And I always ask for permission, even when I leave my deck, because I kind of live in an area where there's we kind of plopped ourselves down in the middle of the forest, if you know what I mean. I mean, we're kind of taking over the land, which is sad. So I always ask for permission. So I'm not really worried. And so I now, that show came to mind. And I'm like, huh. So now sometimes I say, hi, Buzz Buzz. And sometimes I'm like, hi, Buzz Lightyear. And I never see him, but I hear him. So there's a
Yeah.
nest up there somewhere. But yeah. I shouldn't say never see. I saw one. It looked to be like a big bumblebee is what it looked like.
Bumblebees aren't the dangerous ones, because I think, from what I, well, there might be different types, but from what I understand, they very rarely sting unless it's
Like
like very big
you hurt
threat.
them or
Because yeah, because I think some of them, I don't know all of them, I'm not a bee expert, I'm not running an aviary over here, so if anybody hears this, don't quote me, but I think that some of them, if they sting you, they die, so they don't
That's
want to
true.
do it,
Yeah, that's
yeah
true.
yeah
Yeah. Okay, so back to changing your life and simplifying and getting rid of shedding, a lot of the shedding of the ego and the reputation and the all of that.
Yeah.
I didn't even go save pictures or anything. I dumped my social media stuff.
Oh,
Because
nice.
Yeah, so whenever I worked, they always wanted you to have a social presence and to have all those professional pages, and then all the other ones too. And
Yeah.
supposedly it takes forever, I guess. Are you sure? We'll let it stay there for 30 days, 45 days, or whatever, just in case. And I'm like, whatever. So yeah, I'm in the process of shedding all that too. So it feels good. It feels good to channel my inner hippie coming from, high heel shoes and Howdy coat and always looking professional and, being media presentable whenever I needed to be. And
Yeah.
the other day I wore overalls to work and my hair up on the top of my head and
Nice.
wave earrings. I know, right? I know,
I
it was
haven't had
awesome.
overalls since I was like probably a toddler.
I know, right? These are awesome. I bought them like super huge, and then I had a lady kind of tailor them to me, and then the bottom legs were too long, but they were also really big, and so we took a tuck and a tuck on the front. So now I've got like balloon bottom, but it comes back in. They're so cute. They're adorable. So yeah, so I was channeling my inner hippie at work the
Nice.
other day.
That's
Super cute. Yeah.
yeah. I've kind of like always like fluctuated between that, because deep down inside, I think everybody understands their connection with the earth. And like, there was a time where, in 2013, I think 2014, it's like I quit my job and we were starting our own company and everything. And so I was really, working from home and just, I was working in the backyard more and like wearing sandals and had a great tan rather than, like wearing suits and stuff to the office, right?
Right.
And like, I remember a friend that I went to see, or a girl that I was kind of probably talking to or whatever. And she's like, "Oh my God," because everybody thought at the time, this company is going to be massive, it's going to be a billion-dollar company. Didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, right.
But who knows? It might still. I still have some
It
shares in it.
might.
We'll see what
It
happens.
might. Yeah.
Might be a curveball at the end of the show here. But she's like, I remember saying, she's like, "Oh my God, you're such a hippie." She's like, "You're gonna be the richest hippie."
That's awesome.
Because I love being outside. I love nature. You can't buy that. You
You can't
can't. There's
buy
no
that.
experience like that. Like you can't. It's amazing.
Right.
It's source energy, or as close to it as we can. Although I think in source, in a true planet of light, things wouldn't eat each other, because like nature is as close it is to source. I think there's still a level of, it's still a dark side planet with a level of competition type thing, because it's like, the two baby birds, like one kicks the other out of the nest because there's only enough
Yeah.
food for one. So there's still as close as nature is to source energy, it's not quite there yet.
Yeah. Right.
Not the new Earth
Right.
energy where nothing would eat each other.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
know. That's going to be so amazing. It is amazing. I'm just not remembering it.
Yeah, it's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just the frequency, right? It's just the peace energy.
It's the peace energy, and it's the, yeah.
The
It's going to be so amazing.
old world makes a big tantrum like a toddler when it's going away. And that's the thing. It's like,
Oh, say that again. That was good. I don't know if people really caught that. That was good.
what did I say?
The old world makes
It's throwing a tantrum like a
a big
toddler on its
tantrum.
way out,
Yeah.
And
That's
that's
really
basically
good.
what's happening, because the ego doesn't like losing control, because loss of control and identity to the ego is death, right? So,
Right.
yeah, that's how that works.
That's really good. So, do me a favor. It'd probably make your mom's whole day. Just feel into the possibility of asking your mom or going to one of her classes and being her partner for one of her dances. She
Okay,
would
maybe.
love that.
But she's got a partner.
Right, but it's not her son dancing with her.
Okay.
Just feel into it. Just feel into it.
Yeah,
I'm not telling you, just the favor is just to feel into it, because that's pretty special. That's so cute.
we got to do a little jig at my brother's wedding, but it wasn't too, but it was fun. That was, I
Oh,
think, probably since the first
fun.
time since we were kids that we got to do that. We were dancing down the aisle after. Well, it wasn't an aisle; it was on the top of a mountain. So
Oh, cool.
it was a makeshift aisle, I guess. Yeah, it
That's
was
fun.
beautiful. I don't know if I ever mentioned that, but yeah, my brother got married at the top of Kicking Horse Lodge Mountain. I don't know which mountain it is in BC, but it was like, I think, 6,900 feet up where we were.
Nice.
Yeah. And the gondola was
Nice.
broken, so we had to drive up in half-ton trucks, which was my first time doing that. And so
Nice.
yeah.
I
So
actually got
that
married. Go ahead.
no, it's just that'll that's the probably the scariest road you'll ever drive on is a road to the top of the mountain, because it's not wide, and
It's not wide.
it's made out of dirt. It's
And it's
not
bumpy.
paved. What's
Nope.
that?
And it's bumpy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. I got married. I've been married more than once, I'll put it that way. And I got married to another person that just loved the mountains. And we were in the Colorado area. And we had a tiny little chapel at the top of a mountain. And it was in wintertime. And we and our parents went up by snowcat to the top.
By what?
Snowcat. It's a
Like a
track. It's a track. There, it's on
groomer type
tracks.
thing? I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what to. I don't know. I guess I could Google it and see what you call it in Canada, eh?
Yeah.
It was amazing. That was so much fun. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Here you are taking all your dress clothes up there. You know, you hauling, jumping into a big old snow cat. It was fun. It was awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. And what was really interesting is that we were it was really cool because we had the whole place to ourselves. Like, I didn't know it was going to be like that. I you know when you when you that's the imagination runs wild, and you're like, you wonder how it's going to be. And I didn't understand what it was like. And they just had a like a, I don't know if it was probably the first or second year, but it seemed like they were still doing the construction on it. But they had a big chalet and a restaurant and everything, and it was right on the top, like at the peak. And yeah, we had the whole place to ourselves because it wasn't open, or it hadn't opened yet. I don't even know. So it was really cool. It was like kind of our own little unique world. And there wasn't many of us there, but it was just small, but it was really cool. It was like, yeah, we were definitely in our land of our own.
Yeah. So if you were there today, what would you do?
Back in the mountaintop?
Yeah, if you're back on the mountaintop by yourself.
Oh, I would just go walking. Hopefully meet a Sasquatch.
Yeah, right? Yeah, the elementals, that's so fun.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I might mountain bike down, because I like doing, but I
That's
do like
fun.
doing, fun adventurous stuff as well here and there too. If you're at the top of the mountain, you might as well get down in a fun manner.
That's true. I think I would just take a notebook and a pen and maybe a blanket and a pillow, and I would just lay down and just be. I think that's what I'd do. And Sasquatch could come see me, could come visit. That'd be fine.
Yeah, hang out and have a little bit of a little bit of a shindig, a fire, play some music by
Right?
the beach.
Right? Oh, that'd
Yeah,
be great. Beach by the mountain, beach in the mountains, that'd be awesome.
it was actually the following day after the wedding, because the staff drove us up in the truck, and I was like, okay, well, if this 17-year-old kid can drive, we rented this big like Ford F-150, and I was like, I'm getting my money's worth out of this thing. And so I told my mom, because everybody else left a day early because they had a different hotel for whatever reason, but I was like, I'm making the most of this day. So I asked some of the locals like what the best places to go, and so we drove up one mountain and came across the other side, and then there was this lake that was up at like 7,200 feet, and you had to walk up from, I think it was like, it was 1,000. You could only walk. I think you could only drive up, and then you had a 1,000-foot hike up, like the last part. So, I convinced my mom to come with me. I was like, "I'm going alone if you don't come." But we ended up meeting two guys. There was a guy from well, one Canadian dude and one dude from the U.S. And they were the only other two. And we, me and my mom. She's like, "What are you getting me into? Like, we're hiking up this mountain. We're the only ones here." There was one other car parked there, but. But these two guys were just doing the same hike as us at the same time. So we're like, okay, well, if something happens, they're with us and it's all good. And they actually had tenting equipment. So I was like, if worse comes to worse, we could just bunk up with them for the night. So yeah,
Right.
it was awesome. But to like go there, that was the first time I'd ever been in mountains like that. And it's just the whole, it's, you didn't, like, you can't even imagine it. You see pictures, and it just doesn't do it justice. And then to get there and be like, wow, like, it's crazy. Like, you think, what I used to think, oh, there's like a mountain or two, like it's a big hill, like there's one, and then on the other side it's just flat again. But like, no, there's entire mountain ranges, like thousands of kilometers or miles of mountains, right? It's majestic. It's just extraordinary to see in real life.
Yeah, it is. That's something that trying to bring it into maybe how to help people on whiplash. When even whenever I was young in my early 20s, younger, let me put it that way, when I was younger in my early 20s, there was something about being in the mountains that was, I called it magical back then. And I actually haven't been raised as a Christian. I really felt it was very spiritual. And there's something about, and I didn't know anything about grounding. My hiking boots stayed on my feet, you know. But there's something about getting back into nature, whether it be the ocean, whether it be the forest, whether it be, you know, an urban park in the middle of a roaring city, whatever it is that you can get to where you can just take a few deep breaths and just pause, and then look through different sets of eyes, look through your spirit's eyes, and look at the tree. What do you see? Oh, I just saw the cutest little black squirrel baby run up and down a tree. I've never seen a black squirrel baby, you know, things like that. And when I went to the beach the other day, it was flipping freezing cold, and the tide was out, and the wind was blowing. And right when I pulled into the parking lot, I get out of the car and I'm putting on my extra layers, and I hear eagles scream. And I saw a
Oh,
hawk. I saw a hawk flying, and then I heard an eagle scream. And then I look up, and there's an eagle tree. And then all of a sudden, I hear another eagle scream coming in fast, hot, and heavy, right?
yeah.
And running off the hawk from the nest. And
Crazy.
then I heard the two eagles in the nest just, you know, talk, 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 you know, and all that back and forth. And I'm just like, I'm in a parking lot. I'm in a paved parking lot, and there's an eagle tree right next to the paved parking lot that's right by the beach. And I'm like, you know, I couldn't even have asked for something more beautiful because I was right there. And so even if you can't get out to where, you know, Yogi lives, you know, Yogi the Bear and Boo Boo, hey Boo Boo, even if you can't get out that far, you know, where's your local park? Where can you find a bird to feed? I go out and feed the crows at lunchtime
Oh,
where I
nice.
live, and they know me. They'll sometimes catch me walking in to work, and I'm like, hey, I don't have anything. I don't have anything, you know, that kind of thing. And I'll go out at lunch, and I won't see any. And the next thing you know, I've got three of them looking at me.
Nice.
And so nature will interact with you and will bring you such great peace and such great happiness. And it's like grounding. Even when I feed the birds, it grounds me. It helps me. I was having a really rough day, and it was a weird day. And I'm like, this is just bizarre. It's
Was
just
that yesterday?
no, huh? It
Okay.
was last week.
Okay.
And I'm like, what is going on? It's just so bizarre, you know? And I'm like, I'm going to go outside. It was cold, it was rainy, and I'm like, I'm going outside. And I go outside, and then my friends show up, and I'm talking to them, and next thing you know, I'm laughing, and it was super windy. And oh, you'll get this. Okay, so it was super windy. And you know how wind going over the wing creates the lift, right? It's not under the wing, it's going over the wing, right? And so when I was laughing because I'd watch them, and they would maneuver off of a building top or off of a tree limb to come closer to land where I had thrown some treats. But what they would do is they'd fly into it, and then they would put their flaps down, right? They'd turn the shape of their wings, and then they would let it lift them back up because of the air going over the wings, lift them back up and set them right down where they needed to be. And I'm like, look at you. You're so good. You know, the way they were maneuvering and all that. And I'm like, you're a good pilot, you know, kind of thing. And it was so fun. So little things like that will totally change your day, but you have to look for it. You
Of
have to
course,
look
of
for it.
course. Yeah, you have to, and you have to be present, right? And just let the little things light you up. Like, you mentioned squirrels, and I love squirrels. Like, they're just so I've never really paid so much attention to them as I have the past couple of years, and we have a lot of them here. And I made friends with one called Willie, and I named her Willie. It's short for Wilma, but I never realized, like, when I first moved here, we had this like fold-out chair or whatever, and it was like a camping chair and it had a strap on it. And she was like running and swinging from the strap and doing like little kick flips and jumps, and like, she would land on the strap and use it as like a catapult and like swing off of it. And I was like, oh my God,
Cute.
squirrels are so much more, playful than I ever thought. And so I started
Yes,
chasing her
very.
around. Yeah, I started chasing her around the yard, and then I'd run from her and she would chase me. And then so we just kind of started hanging out, and then I was like, well, see if she wants to jump up. And so like she jumps up on my lap and I feed her walnuts or whatever.
Yeah,
And yeah, and
exactly.
she's the other ones are all quite skittish. They won't they, one of them came up and bit my finger. I didn't quite know what the difference between the
Oops.
finger and the yeah. But she's like very, very sociable, and she knows me, and so she'll come up and jump up on my lap, and she'll actually, like, if I call her name, she'll come run into the door and she'll jump up on the window and she'll look in the window for me.
The crows will do the same thing at the place where I work. There's skylights, and they'll look down to the skylights because we're working, right? They'll look down at the skylights like, yo, I'm here. Where's my treat? It's
Give us our
like,
treats.
yeah, exactly. You're like, kind of awkward timing, buddy. You know, so it's funny. But it's
Well,
fun. Go ahead.
yeah, and so something you said earlier, and it reminded me of something, and I appreciate everybody, like all your listening audience and everything, and I know that you and I are talking, and it's like I don't want to create timelines, but listening to somebody else is technically a timeline, but I think there is value in hearing other people that are doing the same thing, and so
Agree.
even the other day, my brother and I, we try to get together once a week at least for just do a, instead of a call, we do a like a flight on Microsoft Flight Simulator. And so but yesterday, like, I had some stuff happening during the day, and usually, like, a couple of years ago, I would have, oh, I can't wait to tell my bro this, or like, I know that we would share, and then he had stuff at work, and I said, you know what, man, I was like, let's just, we don't have to do this. I was like, we don't have to talk about the things, like you had a bad day at work and you had some stuff going on. I did too. But it's in the past. And I was like, let's just focus on, and I think we just do it naturally because we think it's like, oh, that's what friends and family do. And it's, or it's expected, or, and I was like, look, I'm sure you explain this to, a couple of people in your household, your wife and stuff. And it's like, you don't need to go through it with me a third time today, And I was like, let's just be together, present, and do our flight and have fun and just create and just like brothers do, we don't have to catch up all the time. We can just be present because it's like, I don't want to tell the story and be in the same energy because it's still got a charge on it. I don't mind telling the story when the charge is removed from it. But if it's something that's still raw and or it's still like you say you have an ongoing court case or whatever, or it's something that's, like there's going to be a charge, right? So I was like, let's just not even, you had a day, I had a day, let's be present and do what we came here to do. And he's like, yeah, that sounds good, and then we're not stuck in that energy. And so
Yeah, that's
I'm
good.
learning to not put people on timelines. Like, I'm not, and we just think it's like we're supposed to say something and we don't have to say anything. Like, I learned that too when I was going through and like my life was falling apart. Like, what do you focus on? It's like, well, I lost $300 today, or I had a beautiful day down by the creek. What are you going
That's
to focus
exactly
on? What are
right.
you going to tell somebody? How was your day? Like, right now is good. Your life circumstance might not be optimal, but the moment is always perfect. Unless somebody's punching you in the face, it's all in your mind.
It's true. And that is, and it's all sometimes goes back to, posing the question, because this person I really want to communicate with, and I really want to grow with. And I just wanted to make sure that if it's a yes or no question, then it kind of sets me up for failure because I don't lie, and I'd rather just share the good stuff,
Yeah, and it's not to say that, like, I used to think that too. Like, I thought I was, like, because you said, like, I'm not, I have lied, and I'm actually a good liar, but I'm not really a good liar. It's like, that's the thing, because it sucks, because I don't like to have, like, it's like you feel like that old saying, like, you're only lying to yourself, but it's true. But I thought I was lying. It's like when people ask you, like, how are things going? And what's the difference between, like, I just don't want to talk about it. Like, I just, like, yeah, I had a lot of crappy things that happened recently, but I had a lot of good things. Like, so why do I need to share, the bad stuff? I don't want. And that's the thing when you realize about energetic cording, and especially if you grew up with people who pray or people who gossip, like, if you tell them something and you're vulnerable, well, it's like, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Then you've got this person probably thinking about your situation. And like, I've had friends being like, oh yeah, I was writing about you in my journal. And I was like, no, please do not
Please
think about,
don't.
yes, please do
Please do
not.
not.
Like, and I know that that's, we're all growing up out of that, but people think, we're supposed to love people and send them and pray for them and send them good vibes and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, that's psychic attack energy, like, and, but so now I'm very selective with what I share with people because it's like, what's, why, like, why give this person something, especially sometimes families are the toughest with gossip and things like that. It's like, I just don't need to share what I'm working on. It's my journey, not anybody else's, and I don't need excess eyes or mental energy on it. And
I
I
think
found, like, that's why I, like, don't share things until they actually happen, because, like, sometimes, like, especially, like, on social media, like, people, a lot of people will, there's haters there just waiting to hate,
Yeah, that's the main reason why a lot of people didn't understand why I didn't tell my family. I didn't tell anybody. I mean, my radio family knew. You guys lived it with me, but it was different. But I did not tell any of my family because it was a big faith, major faith step and battle for me to make this trek, to where I am living now. And so I just needed the ones that would could hold space. We use that term, could hold space, that would not sow the fear, the doubt, fear, unbelief by asking an innocent question. Well, how are you gonna make that happen, or how are you gonna pay for that, or you're gonna just walk away from your 4-bedroom, 2-bath house, and that kind of stuff. And like I've always told everybody, don't do what Sunshine did. It was rough. But I know that I was supposed to do it. So even though it was rough, source was there. So always sure, if you're sensing that a change is coming, make sure that you press in and know what the action is supposed to be and when it's supposed to take place. So, yeah.
And it's difficult to know that because, like, even I'm, still struggling with letting certain things go of my other life. And now it's like I'm looking to do different things career-wise as well. And it's like, how do you know that we're so stuck in mind energy all the time? It's like, am I giving up, or am I letting it go, or am I, maybe the gambit of creativity in that thing, it is just, I've done it, I'm done with it. Like, I just don't want to, like, and that's the thing, is that it's tough to give up on your passions. Like, and when things start fizzling out, like, well, I've done it for 10 years. Maybe I'm just, maybe I, like, there's only so much you can do with certain things. And I've done that several times in my career. Like, you can only be the number one sales guy for so long. And then it's like, you're beating your own records. And it's like, okay, well, I don't have anything else left to prove, or anywhere else to go in this job or this role. And, like, it's so, like, it's just not healthy, and it's just not exciting. It's not creative anymore. Like, I'm done here. And that's, some people work 35 years, their whole lives in that type of role. And, maybe I'm only in it for 2 years, and it's just different. And it's not right or wrong. It just is,
I had somebody reach out to me probably, gosh, probably about 2 weeks ago from where I used to live and needed some help getting some land development through a process back in the state where I lived. And I just ignored the call because I'm like, they just don't realize that I'm, gone out of town or whatever. And they called again just the other day. And of course, they're thinking I'm still in that time zone. And so it was super early here. So I called them back and referred them to somebody that could help them. It's too far away for me to, and that particular jurisdiction wouldn't want to have anything to do with me now. So anyway, sometimes you do have to, you just have to, kill the ego and do what you got to do. But again, you got to be source led. I want to say something real quick before we get off the air. Back in August, I think it was August 30th, 2025, on Whiplash Talk, I did a show based on want to get access to unlimited amounts of money. And it was from a post that I had seen from Jake Wan, Whan. He was on Instagram, actually. And it says, you know, the first thing that we have to take responsibility for is you are the block to unlimited amounts of money. Don't blame your job, your wife, your husband, anyone else. It's you. You have to take responsibility for that first. And that one was a little rough for me because I'm like, you know, I'm doing everything I can do. I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. So if anybody is interested, that's probably a pretty good show to go back and listen to. Whiplash Talk on August 30th, 2025, and it had a lot to do with finances and where the pipeline may be blocked, and then how to clear it and how to bring those finances to you. And of course, I think I probably said it, but I'll say it again. I always do, you know, galore, galore. I have everything I desire and need and more. And I say that three times. And then I always say, I am the consciousness and I am the energy that created everything. Say that three times. And then I say, I am the consciousness and I am the energy in everything. I say that three times. And then I end with, I am source. And I just let it sit there and marinate. I'm like, I am source. I got this. I got this.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
so that might be one for people that are, because you know, right now it's really weird. You know, the gas prices are through the roof, and it's all just a show, and it's all, you know, it's all the growing pains, and you know, Earth is ascending, and so are we. You know, planet Earth is going, and so are we. And so, like you said, you know, the toddler's going to throw the tantrum and throw the, you know, th arch their back and hit the floor as they're going down for the count. So, you know, it's uncomfortable.
And you know what? A lot of it's just all innocent because, you know, we've all been there. I still go into mind energy. I still get upset. Like even yesterday, I had something that triggered me and I got pulled onto a timeline that I knew was a timeline, but I was like, you know, it's like the ego got in me and it's like, I know what this is about and I know that like, anyways, don't need to create a story about it, but I could feel myself getting like my head getting warm and I was like, I'm leaking mind energy. Like I'm letting this take my life force and I'm like, I can't. And I don't beat yourself up. Just understand. I'm like, okay, this is just an old pattern, and I didn't let it drain me as much as maybe a few years ago. I might have stewed over it for 3 days or something like that, or even longer. Who knows, right? And so it was like, okay, I understand what's happening here. I understand I'm getting triggered, and the people couldn't help me, and they kept on passing the buck and everything. And so, but and I'm saying like, okay, just and then. In the afternoon, it's like, okay, like it never happened, like it was 10 years ago. And that's the thing, is that you're still gonna come up, there's still gonna be rough days, there's still gonna be rocky roads, and but it's you're not gonna
I hope
spend
it's ice cream. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead. Sorry.
no, and but that's the thing, is that it's not that you're gonna be perfect, it's that you're gonna recover quicker. Like it's not gonna bother you. You're gonna, like, an hour later, you're gonna be like, that was then, this is now. Like let's get to it. Like this next moment is so beautiful that it's way too important to waste a second of it on the past, because only now is, and now and now and now. And so can we just, it's like we can just literally choose an entire new reality every moment. So stop telling the story from this morning, last year, high school, whatever it is. And I think that that's what's good about us doing the show, is that it's out, it's done. Like when I'm doing this now, it's like I have it out of my system. I don't won't ever no, need to know, oh, what's it like? Because, well, we did it. We did it. Like we showed up, we shared. And then it's like I don't need to hear it in my mind loop anymore. And I don't need, one day I'll do it, one day I'll do it, and we're doing it right now.
I got it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to thank all of my listeners, especially my live listeners. There was a little bit of a curveball thrown last week. After that show, things progressed, and as you see, we're still cooking and grooving, and Whiplash Talk is moving forward, so it's awesome. Super excited about that. I love my BBS family. And Rob, I love you. I thank you for being on the show. It's been amazing with you on. And I also just want to thank my subscribers. I couldn't do it without you. It's an investment to be on every week and to be on BBS, and it's an investment I really believe in. And so your continued support and support of other shows that you choose to support is greatly appreciated and deeply, deeply, deeply in my heart of hearts, in my heart-centered heart. I want to send you love and energy and peace. And so I'm going to end with this. When you can't find the sunshine, be the sunshine. I love you guys.
Amazing.
Rob,
Thank
thanks
you.
for
I
being
love you
with
too. And I'm
me.
really
Bye,
grateful to
everybody.
everybody. So
Thank
I'm really
you.
grateful that you've continued to ask me to be a part of the show. And yeah, it's amazing. So it's
Absolutely.
one of the funnest parts of my week. So I'm always grateful to be here.
Awesome.
Bye, everybody.
Awesome.
Cue the
Bye.
music,
Love you.
T.
Bye. It's cute.